Maroon 5 and Maps on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. It's 6 minutes past nine, Tuesday the 9th of September. Good morning, everybody. Hope you are well. After traffic incidents, we are now joined in the studio by X Factor contestant Lauren Platt. Good morning.
Good morning.
You all right?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Good.
Are you often up this early? Is it quite weird?
Often I'm not up this early. No,
often guests are like, oh,
yeah,
God.
I'm really not up this early.
No, a bit weird being up at this time.
Yeah, definitely. Especially as I'm not at school, so.
Oh, yeah. So, is it like school done now? All finished? GCSEs all done?
Yep, all done.
All education is done?
Yeah.
So, we need to chat about your audition. I've done some, like, notes.
Go for it.
So, I was saying, because I've been away, I hadn't actually watched any of The X Factor.
Okay.
So, yesterday afternoon, I thought, oh, well, I'll watch it. I need to see your audition at least.
Yeah.
I need to watch the show a bit. So, but luckily, you were in the first episode.
I am
like,
first
the first 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So, I didn't have to watch the rest of it then.
No, you should have watched the rest of it.
No, I will watch the rest of it. I will watch the rest of it, but I thought that's all I need to know for tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I had other stuff to do. So you sung Queen Latifah's I Know Where I've Been.
I did, yeah.
Probably not like an obvious one, because a lot of people go on there and sing Adele,
yeah.
Sam Smith, Ed Sheeran.
It's definitely not an obvious one.
How did it come about choosing that?
I've sung it for quite a long time, actually. I'm not really a theatre person. I did go to theatre school for like 4 years, but it weren't sort of where I fell in my singing. It's like the only theatre song that I would ever go on to X Factor and sing. I just think it's such a great song and it's sung by such a great person.
Yeah, that's all right, yeah.
Yeah.
Simon said, this is a direct quote, I had to actually pause the telly a lot of times because I couldn't remember what he'd said. It was just pausing. I think we may have found someone special with you. I'm going to remember this name. 100% yes. That's all right, isn't it? From Simon Cowell.
It's not bad.
That's
all
right.
Not bad. Yeah. From the boss.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it was amazing hearing that from Simon Cowell, because you go on and sort of, if you sing well, you expect to get all right comments, but you don't expect comments like that at all.
Yeah, because they're the sort of stuff he says to like Leona Lewis.
Yeah.
I mean, he did say it to Joe McAldrey, that didn't turn out well, but
yeah.
You know, and then mum's over there. The family all run in, then, didn't they?
They
did one of the run in. Were you expecting that? Or
no, I didn't know they were going to run in at all. Literally, the first person I saw was one of my best friends, Eve, and I looked at her and she looked at me, and I was thinking like, you're not meant to be here.
Yeah.
And then she just ran towards me. I was like, oh, maybe you are.
Yeah, just it was fine to be honest. So have you got? I was thinking, like, obviously on the telly we've only seen auditions.
Yeah.
But the rest of it's filmed near enough now.
Yeah.
And I remember one year, not that he was being serious, but my mate did audition.
Oh, really?
And there's the bit, if I remember correctly, he had to send off a video initially,
yeah.
And then he got through to a bit of the O2 where when you see on the telly all the big cues, that's actually not TV auditions. That's the bit where you like audition in front of a producer and stuff.
Yeah.
So
a lot of it is you do have to audition in front of producers before, obviously, because then like millions and millions of people would be auditioning in front of the judges and they just don't have time for that.
That's the thing, because we went and like we went along with him to the producer day, and I mean it's long.
It is long.
They were in that queue.
No, they are all the days are long, but they're worth it. They're so worth it in the end.
Yeah. Does it get to that point where? Because once you get through to at least like the telly auditions and you get to perform in front of the judges, is it like, oh, it was worth queuing?
Well, really, it's all fun for me. Like, I'm the one being taken off for interviews and talking with this person and then singing and stuff. But all my friends and family have to wait around for like 12, 14 hours, literally just to see me sing for about 3 minutes.
Yeah, we actually got through, I think, about 10 boxes of Pizza Express dough balls from the O2 because we kept leaving the queue and then going back because it was that long on the X Factor day.
I'd walk out of like the building and none of my family or friends would be there, being Nando's, Costa Coffee.
Yeah, just to waste time.
Yeah.
Also, a good news agent stop. Shop in the O2. I can't remember what it's called. We spent a lot of time in there.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like a long process to like
really,
get to
really, really long
the later
process.
Stages.
You have to be a really patient person to get
through
it.
There's a lot of queuing.
Yeah.
Because yesterday I did some like research and your audition on YouTube had 345,688 views. That was yesterday afternoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It had over nearly 350,000 views.
Oh, I haven't even checked recently.
Have you not?
At first I was like, oh, how many views have I got now? And then I just sort of stopped checking. Oh, that's great, actually.
Yeah. Have really you done the thing where you Google yourself a lot now?
I have done it once.
Oh, well, that's all right.
I have done it once.
That's all right. I did that once. This show got in the paper recently.
Oh, really?
And I went to Sainsbury's and bought the paper. And I got a really weird look at the checkout. Like, just buying a picture of yourself. I was like, yes, I am. Yeah. Best 90p I've spent. So, what would you say, like, your name would sound like when you get through to the live shows? Because I was thinking, if you get through to the live shows, there's that announcer guy, isn't there?
Yeah.
And he, like, does the name. So have you done that thing where you imagine Lauren Platt being said by Peter Dixon?
I haven't actually done it myself, but all my friends, literally, I walk past and they'll be like, Lauren Platt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I love the sound of it. I love it.
Yeah, that's the dream. That's when you know you've made it.
Yeah.
Also, I was thinking, have you got a fan name sorted yet? Because
I haven't.
Obviously, like, when Twitter builds up and stuff and, like, the later stages.
Well, after my first audition, my Twitter went mad. Like, I went from, like, 180 followers. I'm now on, like, 3,000.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll follow some of them back, like, to be nice and stuff. And they're like, DM me, like, what are you going to call us? What are you going to call your fans? And I literally don't have a clue.
I had some ideas.
Okay.
I did some brainstorming yesterday. The Platters.
The Platters. All right, yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
The Platts.
The Platts.
The Lozzers. If you want to do something with the first name. Although you could do it like a sweet and call them the Lozengers.
The Lozengers.
Because it's voice related then.
Because I have got such a boring name. Like, there's not really much to it.
It's essentially Platters, Platts, or had. If you wanted to have the lads as the Platts, you could have the ladies as the Platettes.
Oh.
So you have different names for the boy and girl fans.
The Platts and the Platettes.
Yeah, that was.
I like the Platettes, I like that.
They were my only ideas, really.
No, I do like that, actually.
Yeah, so if you do use one of them, just send me 20 quid.
I will.
I need the money.
Get royalties.
So I did think. You chose a song.
Yeah.
When I was emailing some fancy press person from ITV called Justin.
Yeah.
I think it's Justin.
Yeah.
Big up to Justin. I asked, do you want to choose a song for the show?
Yeah.
And you chose Clean Bandit Rather Be.
Yeah.
Why did you choose this to play this morning?
I just literally every time, it's not something that I'd even go home and like listen to. I don't even think I have the song on my phone, but when I'm in the car and it comes on the radio, I have such a good time.
Yeah, it's catchy.
So,
all right, we're going to play Rather Be and then got a quiz planned.
Okay.
We're going to find out which judge you'd be. It's like one of those online quizzes where it's like which member of a band you'd be.
Yeah.
But we're going to do which X Factor judge you'd be.
I hope I'm Cheryl.
Yeah, I got Cheryl. So. All right, we're going to play Clean Bandit and Jess Glynn and Rather Be. And then we're going to find out which X Factor judges we will be. Fingers crossed, Louis. Good morning, it's Joe with you through until 10 a.m. this morning. Lauren Platt off of television is here.
Hello.
Hi, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Did you enjoy your selection of Clean Bandit?
I did, I loved it.
You happy with your choice?
I'm so happy with my choice.
Yeah, before we do the which X Factor judge would you be online quiz.
Okay.
How different, you talked about like Twitter followers and doing stuff like this.
Yeah.
It's like, essentially you're on telly, I don't know, a minute and a half?
Yeah.
And then suddenly, minute and a half on ITV.
Just
it's
gets
mad.
You pretty known. Yeah.
Is it weird? Like one
it
minute,
is really
one
strange.
Minute, no one really heard of you. Because obviously this was filmed months ago, the audition.
No, yeah, it,
so
it's really,
so it's gone
really
for months
strange.
And months since doing it. And then suddenly it hits the telly and you're like everyone's tweeting me and everyone's recognising me. Is it weird?
It is really, really strange. Like I woke up the other day. And my boyfriend sent me a text and it was a picture of me on the front page of the Gazette.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've never seen like anything like that. That's
it's
really
just weird.
Weird.
Yeah. Does it get to a point, I know you won't say it does, but does it get to a point of going, oh, I've got to reply to all these tweets and does it get slightly it's annoying?
It doesn't get annoying. I just feel bad if I can't reply to all of them. I get myself all like in a mess and I'm just like, if I reply to one, I need to reply to all of them.
Yeah.
And I get really like upset if I can't reply to everyone, because it's not just Twitter, it's like Facebook and text and literally everything. Like, and because I follow everyone, I've got like I hate saying it, but like a fan Twitter and then like a personal Twitter. So on my fan Twitter, I'll like follow all of them back. So like it's just nice for them, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then they'll all DM me.
That's a good point.
That wasn't meant to happen.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
There must be something you can like stop them DMing.
No, it's not even that. I literally just send them all a message. No matter what they say to me, I send them all a message just saying thank you so much for your support.
No, shut up. I've got things to do. Stop tweeting me. Also, did you, it wasn't on the telly, did you get a Dermot hug?
Of course I got a Dermot hug.
Amazing. It's the best.
His hugs are amazing.
Are they good?
He's just so huggable. Yeah, and all my family and friends hugged him. Auntie Sam hugged him, didn't she, Mum? And she, like, cried.
Yeah, life made.
Yeah, her life was made. not seeing me on the X Factor, no, but hugging Dermot O'Leary made her life.
Also, before we do the quiz, one other thing. Is Louis Walsh as confusing in real life as he is to watch on the television?
He's just...
He's like, very confusing.
He's just... He just knows what he's talking about, and he knows it in, like, his own head, like... There's a logic to his madness. Like, he'll say it and he'll be like, yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Mm. And some people will be like, no. But I've always got him. I like Louis.
Mm. I think you're in his category. Right. Yeah. Be nice about Louis before he makes me sing Westlife in a white suit on a stool. right, should we do this quiz? So I thought we'll put some, like, quizzy music on.
Okay.
So I thought, you're a contestant on the show.
Yes.
But which judge would you be if you were a judge, if you went to the other side of the table? So I found this online quiz. It's 10 questions.
Okay.
And then you'll answer them, and then it will tell you which judge you would be.
Okay.
So first up, you've got to hear one song 10 times today. Is it either Money On My Mind, Sam Smith, Flying Without Wings, AM to PM, don't know what that is, or Crazy Stupid Love?
Crazy Stupid Love. My new song.
Saturday nights are time for a party, for working, the best time for an early night, or a night out in the club.
Time for a party.
There we go. It's another sob story. You stop listening, pretend to listen, wait, or cry.
Wait.
Depends how serious it is, really.
Yeah.
Another judge has criticised your song choice on the live shows. What would you do? Would you argue back? What make them say, well, what song would you have picked if you were doing it? Plead with viewers to vote, like Louis does. agree it was a bit last minute. Or ignore them. You know the votes will come. Doesn't matter what they think.
I'd agree. Because I can imagine what they'll be saying is, like, they're saying it for a reason.
Yeah, apart from if Louis said it.
Agree.
Bizarre acts or really good singers, what would you rather see? You only want a big star, the weirder the better, as long as they sing in tune, doesn't matter if they're weird, or as long as they sound like a pop star?
As long as they sound like a pop star.
That's a good answer. You're annoyed. There's a glass of water on the table. Do you grab it and chuck it over another judge, a la Sharon and Louis? Do you knock it over to break the tensions? Just knock it over, sort of something else to talk about. You didn't think it was water. Probably Louis has vodka. Or take a small sip to calm your nerves.
Take a small sip to calm my nerves.
Just chill out. Another category is doing really well on the show. Maybe they've got all three acts, you're losing yours. How do you respond? Do you congratulate them? You know, it's a tough show, a lot of competition. Do you give your acts even more encouragement? Do you start dropping hints that you think they're doing it all wrong? Or keep comments quite bland, you don't want people to realise you're sort of noticing them doing better than you?
I'd congratulate them.
Congratulate them.
Because it's not all about who's in my category. It's like finding the best person.
They do good media training, the X Factor, don't they? Very, very good media training. What song would you sing at your audition? Well, you've done an audition, so a bit of a weird question. So your own solo single, maybe a song you've written, a lot of that this year. Mm-hmm. Something by Britney, Jedward's latest track, or a One Direction hit, obviously.
Out of all of them, probably a One Direction hit.
One Direction hit. The crowd is booing. Do you wait for them to settle down, continue to speak over them, join in with the booing, don't really care, well, it was your fault actually, so...
I'd wait for them to settle down.
Just calm down, basically. So we'll wait for them to settle down. Final question. Your act wins the show. They've just been announced by Dermot, they're the winner. Do you go up on stage and congratulate them? You try not to act too smug. You laugh at all the other judges, or you just cry with delight?
I'm torn in this one, between the first one and the last one. I'll go up there and congratulate them.
Yeah, go and congratulate them on stage. So here we go, it's calculating. Just calculating. You got... Well, who do you think you got? Or who do you hope?
I hope I got Cheryl. I love Cheryl.
Mm.
Or Mel B.
Mm.
I want to be one of the girls, really.
Yeah, it would help.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do that Dermot thing where he waits.
Right, okay.
You got Cheryl Fernandez Vashini.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, you would be Cheryl if you were a judge on the show.
That's not bad, is it?
And that's probably
would
the best one.
Would I get to look like her as well?
I mean, it's probably not guaranteed. Although Simon probably knows a good surgeon, so
yeah, sure,
it could be sorted. Thanks for coming in this morning.
It's okay.
Thanks for doing the stupid quiz.
I loved it.
I know.
I only loved it because I came out Cheryl though.
Yeah, if it was Louis, not so keen. Good luck on the show. Obviously, you know how you've done, but we don't, so we have to say good luck. You know how you've done.
Thank you very much.
And we'll I guess the show will become Team Platt now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll support Team Platt now.
Team Platt.
Everyone, Team Platt. Thanks for coming in, and best of luck for the show.
Thank you.